Caregivers Susan Thompson and Doug Amuson say they received devastating news on April 30th.
Doug called me up and said, I got bad news. He says they're closing the doors today. And I just couldn't believe it.
She kept saying, yeah, this is a joke, right? You're just teasing me. This is a joke. Unfortunately, it wasn't.
Doug and Susan reminisced on the day the Adults Day Center temporarily closed its doors 2 weeks ago, which displaced up to a dozen elderly people and people with disabilities, including their aging mother, Colleen Amuson. Susan and Doug say they have been taking care of their mother since January after she never fully recovered from a surgery. They say they had no intentions of putting their mother in a nursing home regardless of the 24-hour care she needed. So the siblings personally took care of their mother until they discovered the Cache Valley Day Center.
First day, she wasn't really excited, but then she's loved it.
They say bringing their mother to the day center was such a relief for them, too, until it closed. Jason Smith was the music therapist and the program director for the center. He says it closed because of a technicality with the IRS. He says the Cache Valley Day Center had lost its nonprofit status.
Nonprofit status is really important. It doesn't change the way we do things in terms of how we provide care, but it makes it so that those that provide grants and money, that's a big requirement. You know, they want to see that there's a certain level of altruism to your organization.
Smith added the organization was not aware of the mishap until it was too late.
Told us that they'd sent us a communication, and to our knowledge, we'd never received it, but there's no arguing with the IRS.
Smith says the board of the organization is working to remedy the issues with the IRS as quickly as possible.
And in the meantime, we've lost some grant funding that we could have used to keep things moving at the day center.
Regardless of the closure, Smith is volunteering his time to help the center get back on its feet again, to help caregivers like Susan and Doug. And
I had offered just to work for a month or two or whatever we needed to do without pay, just to keep things moving along.
He says he dedicates his free time to the Adults Day Center because he has seen the fatigue and the worry on faces of members' caregivers. He says they are sacrificing in a way that he can't fully comprehend. He says he cannot let them down.
Day services are really important. I think that they're going to grow in a very noticeable kind of way across the United States as our population tends to age.
First and foremost, Smith says the center benefits those who attend the program.
So we try to stimulate the people that come and provide social interaction, music therapy, of course, as much as we can do to just help them to be their old selves again.
LaRue Willis says the center did just that for her as she visited twice a week before it closed. She says the center gave her a chance to be a part of a community again.
But I miss it. I mean, today was one of the days that I would have gone on. And my day looks kind of empty.
In addition to the personal benefits those who participated experienced, Smith says the services of the center provided were also valuable to caregivers.
Caregivers can feel very confident in the fact that their loved ones are being well taken care of, and they can kind of walk away with a clear mind and either get rest or run errands.
Doug says taking care of someone so excessively takes its toll.
You have another family. You have other responsibilities. It's not easy. That made such a huge difference for us to have her be able to go to the day program. It gave us a little time to be with our family.
Susan and Doug say they look forward to the reopening of the center because they are back to 24-hour care with their mother.
We get a CNA to come in, is it twice a week?
3 days
a week
to bathe her. That's all. Her insurance covers.
So 3 hours a week.
Medicare covers is 3 one-hour visits to bathe her. That's it.
Smith says he can only hope that it will open sometime in the next month, but at this point he just doesn't know. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.